Welcome back to another Future Sox podcast. Clinton Cole here with you, joined now by Winston-Salem Dash pitcher Cade McClure via Skype. Cade, thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so last night you made a start down in Winston-Salem. We'll get to that in a second. But, you know, obviously the big thing, you know, last year you missed a good portion of the year last year with that injury. So before we get into all that good stuff, how was rehab for you? And, you know, most importantly, how are you feeling now?
Yeah, feeling great. About 13 months or so out now. And, you know, feel just as good as I did, probably even stronger than I did actually prior to surgery. And it's just good to be able to be back out there and not be watching as much baseball from my couch this year, that's for sure.
So for the fans out there that, you know, that they heard about you, you know, when the Sox drafted you, they kind of lost track of you, obviously, because you didn't pitch that full season. So for those of the fans that are just now getting to know who you are, I guess what happened last year in that setback, and then I guess that injury, and then how much, you said 13 months, but like how was that rehab process for you?
Yeah, just kind of had a freak accident on the mound. Just kind of twisted weird and felt a pop, and just, you know, had a ligament tear and kind of had a reconstruction and go through essentially kind of similar to like an ACL injury almost. And, you know, but it was a good process. I mean, it was a good 9-10 months of consistent daily therapy and stuff like that to try to get back to the game mode and all that kind of stuff. But, it was challenging. I mean, obviously it was definitely difficult at times and frustrating and upsetting that, you know, I'm just watching and not able to play for so long. And, like just try to keep my mind off it and get, you know, to do other things and, you know, just find myself doing other stuff to keep myself focused on, just my mental health and being smart with what I'm doing and, not trying to overdo it too much. Cause I know that there's only so much you can do throughout a rehab process and you can't push it too much more than, you know, the therapists want you to. So that was definitely tough being a competitor and, being someone who's, you know, used to, you know, working out every day and doing stuff like that, where I just kind of got to sit and hang out. So that was definitely very tough, but, the rehab was pretty rigorous. I mean, it was daily, for about 7-8 months. And then, you know, once I started feeling pretty normal again, they kind of laid back on it a little bit, but, there's still things, you know, I got to do now to maintain, you know, that kind of injury and all kinds of different quad exercises and mobility and stuff like that. So it's not really gone away yet. I don't know if it ever really necessarily be completely gone from my daily routine or whatever, but I am feeling a lot better.
So you started the season in Kannapolis, and now you're at Winston-Salem. So I guess before we get into individual numbers and starts and all that other stuff, what's the biggest change for you that you've seen? Maybe not necessarily in what you're doing, I guess, but the biggest change that you've seen from Kannapolis to Winston-Salem?
You know, I think overall, it's just a better quality of baseball. I mean, the hitters are, obviously going to be a little tougher. The pitchers are going to be thrown a little harder, have better off speed, stuff like that. But, for myself as a starting pitcher, I feel like when I go into a lineup, I see that, just because someone's hitting, let's say 215 or whatever it might be, that's not an easy out as maybe someone in low A who's hitting 215. It might be a little bit almost like, hey, I got this guy no matter what. You still got to execute your pitches and, you know, you still got to make the right pitch and be in the moment. You can't just kind of take off that hitter because they have low batting average or they're not hot at the moment, whatever it is. A lot of these guys can punish you and, just on any pitch, if you know, if you leave one up or make a mistake. So I think it's just being locked in pitch by pitch and just making sure that you're making quality pitches.
Kind of following up on that. So like, let's say for instance, before your start last night against the Pelicans, are you going through their lineup and looking at things like that, looking at numbers and things, or are you looking at maybe guys you've faced before, or how do you approach a game like that then?
Yeah, so a lot of these starts, obviously, I mean, I haven't faced the team for a second time yet since I've been here, so a lot of this is new hitters and fresh information for me, so I get like a pregame heat map on each hitter, and I can kind of compare it to their batting average, and I can look and see, you know, where they swing and miss a lot, where they chase, what, you know, what fastball will work in, away, up, down, whatever it might be. And, obviously I'm not going to remember every single aspect of that when I'm out in the mound, but, especially when you look at someone who's got a high average or a lot of RBIs or, you know, a lot of home runs, whatever it is, you kind of want to stay away from those, you know, those hot zones on their heat map or whatever. Just try to focus on certain guys, you know, like I said, you know, someone who's got a 210 or 215 average, you can almost pitch to them as if, you don't really know them. It's a little bit easier, but obviously someone who's got big power numbers or whatever, you kind of want to stay away from their hot spots.
So you're called up the beginning of this month, June 1st. You've made now four starts with the Dash, and you kind of talked about the difference in, you know, whether it's 215 here or 215 down there, it's a little different or whatever that may be. But so what are you attributing your success to? I mean, you've had, you know, four pretty good starts.
Hey, I can't say enough about the catching that. I mean, I've had Carlos Perez catch me all four of my starts so far, and obviously Evan's another really good catcher. But Carlos has done a great job calling the games for me because, like I said, I don't really know these hitters a whole lot, and he's been here for the first half of the season, so he's seen these guys a few times. And I've worked with Carlos in the past in Kannapolis and in Great Falls, so I've just been putting my trust in Carlos, and then obviously the defense behind me has been unbelievable. Knock on wood, I don't even know if there's been an error made in the whatever 20 something innings that I've thrown. So it makes my job a lot easier when everyone's doing their part and holding up to their their responsibilities.
So I know a lot of for the average fan that maybe hasn't played baseball, or I mean, let's say hasn't played baseball, I don't know, past to varsity in high school, college, and beyond. You know, you think of when pitchers are asked these questions, they're always expecting, oh yeah, well, I'm throwing this or throwing that, but not many people realize how important that catcher is. And I think this year a lot of Sox fans have kind of realized that if they hadn't before with how Lucas Giolito's been pitching with James McCann.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, having a catcher that knows you and someone that you're on the same page with, it makes your job a lot easier. I mean, I can think of numerous times and a couple starts that I've been up here where I've got a pitch maybe preset in my glove that I want to throw to, and I'm prepared to shake off because I may be thinking he doesn't want to go to that pitch. And before I know it, he's got the signal down to throw exactly what I was thinking. So it just makes the flow of the game a lot easier where you're not shaking off a ton. And, you're not trying to play a chess match with your own catcher. You can kind of be on the same page and makes the flow of the game go a lot easier. You're not shaking off a million times. You just kind of throw pitch by pitch, and you're trusting what you're throwing a lot more also if you're on the same page because they see the same thing that you're seeing.
So how is your – moving away from the catching situation, how is your pitch development coming along? I know obviously last year during your rehab you couldn't really – you know, you had to wait and things like that. But then once you got back into it, what did you work on pitch-wise once it was time for you to throw? And then how are those improvements coming along for you this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think this year has been a huge jump. I've added a curveball that I haven't had in the past, and I just try to sharpen up my slider a little bit, throw it a little harder, and then my changeup has come a long way. It's a pitch that in the past I haven't been comfortable to throw, in every situation as to this year where if it's called, I'm throwing it. I'm not doubting it, and I have, absolute faith in that pitch. And a lot of the new metrics that we're getting to look at with a lot of the new technology and just kind of getting some information that I wouldn't have known in the past, or even coaches wouldn't know just with their own eyes. It's just stuff that you can't see unless it's on camera, unless it's on some kind of, tracking system that we can use to our advantage. I'm someone, I guess, who has a bit of higher of a spin rate, which kind of creates that backspin and the rise in the fastball, which my whole life I've been told, pound the knees with the fastball, pound the knees. And I guess essentially with the way that my fastball is, comes out of my hand, that's not really necessarily the best for me. My job is probably more so to live up in the zone a little more, and that kind of that's helped me. I mean, I've been trying to pitch up in the upper corners of the zone versus down at the knees as much, and that kind of complements the ability to throw a curveball with depth and stuff like that, where without having the information in the past, I wouldn't have known that kind of stuff. So it's nice to kind of hear some of this new information and kind of just put that to use.
Couple other guys on your team this year that I guess, Jonathan Stever, who's just now up there, who's pitched a pretty good one the other night, and then and Connor and some of these other guys. Now Tyler's back with you, and Will's been sensational out of the pen. And, obviously there's a bunch of other guys that you pitch with, but how much fun is it for you guys to, guys that you pitch with the last year or two and now to be there in Winston and just have that fun with them?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, even last year, in Annapolis, before I got hurt, all five of our starters were throwing really well. And it goes to show that two of them are already in AA. And I feel like myself, had I not gotten hurt, I probably would have been on that track as well. But trying to get back to that, obviously. But, you know, it's been fun because it makes it so much more competitive. You're trying to go out there and match what the guy did the night before, or, you know, do better than what the guy that did the night before. And it just makes it more competitive within yourself. Obviously it adds a little bit more pressure, but it's good pressure. You know, it's internal pressure that you put on yourself to be competitive and be the best that you can be, because you know you're trying to outdo the guy in front of you. But at the same time, they're your buddy, they're your friend, they're your teammate. So you're pulling for them as well. So it makes it for a lot more fun.
Another guy I want to talk about is Steele Walker. Steele has been, you know, I guess whatever people want to say about him last year, slow start, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But he has been on an absolute tear this year. And, I've talked with Steele quite a few times, and that dude, that's an entertaining guy, and it just seems like he an awesome guy as well. So what's it like watching him come to the ballpark every day?
Yeah, man, Steele's awesome. He's such a good dude, and he's just a goof. But it's so fun to watch him play. He's a very strong, physical dude for his size, and he's got some serious pop and the ability to run on the base pass and in the outfield and track some balls down and make plays. And it's fun to play with him because you know that someone like that is not going to be a level like this for very long, because they're obviously able to play at the next level. Obviously, I've never been there, but it's clear that, you know, he won't be here for an extended period of time. So it's just fun to get a chance to play with a lot of these guys like that, because, you know, one day they'll be in the big leagues, and, those were your teammates. So it's cool to pull for those guys.
So you mentioned about, you know, if you wouldn't have gotten hurt, you'd probably be up there with Lincoln and those guys in Double A. What do you think needs to happen? I know you've only been in Winston for a month, but what do you think needs to happen for you to get moved up to Double A, and then, you know, eventually Triple A, and then, you know, eventually to the White Sox? But what do you think? Obviously you need to continue what you're doing and all that good stuff, but is there anything, I guess, that you need to improve on, that you think you need to improve on to, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm ready to go?
Yeah. I mean, obviously there's always room for improvement. I mean, I've had some ups and downs this season. I mean, whether it's Canapolis or here, but, just trust in all my pitches at all times, and, putting guys away when I need to. I mean, last night I had, I think, two or three hits with two strikes on a guy, and that's frustrating because you have them beat at that point, and, you want to get them to chase, or you want to get them to put something in play where it's not a good pitch, and, executing those pitches and making those count, because those two strike hits, those kill you, because, you know, you did the work, you got ahead. So just, focus on putting the guys away when I need to, and, just continuing to stay ahead and count.
Cade, thanks for your time, man. I really appreciate it. Best of luck to you, and hopefully see you in Birmingham here in just a little bit of time, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, that's Cade McClure from the Winston-Salem Dash. Kind enough to take some time here on Skype here for another Future Sox podcast.